Again, good morning, everyone. I'm sorry if there are some here that didn't get the memo, but what we're doing today is accommodating our brand new priest, Father Stephen Bruner, who was ordained on Friday night, and wanted to offer his first traditional Latin Mass here at St. Mary's. We're very pleased with that. And we accommodated his friends and families by moving the traditional Latin Mass to 9:15, and then have our Solemn Novus Ordo here at 7:30. I just came up with that name, Solemn Novus Ordo. I think we'll let that stick. It's a snow. We have to find a W for the end part. All right. So what a whirlwind week we had, right? We invited in our new bishop. It began with Vespers on Monday night, which was also my birthday. But it was also the birthday of John the Baptist, so a lot was focused on John the Baptist that night. And as Bishop Hying was giving his homily, I thought sure he'd incorporate my birthday in there someplace, but he didn't do it. So he's lost a few points with me, but no, he's an amazing bishop, and we're just, this has to be the work of the intercession of Bishop Morlino, that we have such an incredible, incredible bishop. Then the installation was on Tuesday, and then all of a sudden, just 3 days later, our new bishop is ordaining three new priests for the Diocese of Madison on Friday night, which was the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and it appears this is a favorite devotion of our new bishop. So he's ordaining three, he happens to ordain three young men on the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I looked at those three young men, and I've been saying this, and you've heard it too, but every chance I get, I said, listen, it looks really bad out there, all right? And the church is suffering right now, okay? So yeah, it doesn't look great, but I am incredibly hopeful. And the first thing I mentioned to point to where the hope lies is in these new priests, these brand new priests and our seminarians. They are holy, right? They are holy. And to make this kind of sacrifice in this day and age where we are replete with comforts, okay? I mean, why have to do that? This is the biggest reason. There's all kinds of reasons why people are falling away from the faith. But the biggest one is that it's too uncomfortable. You want me to actually take an hour on Sunday morning? That's my time to, sleep in, get my Z's, whatever, right? The word sacrifice itself, though, means sacrificare, right? It means to make holy or to make sacred. We make sacrifices, don't we? Jesus actually was pretty absurd in today's gospel. I'll follow you wherever you go. But first, let me bury my father. Let the dead bury the dead. He says, what? Even that? But the point Jesus was trying to make is that the God and the mission always has to be first. It always has to be first. It has to be. And I look out at all of you and know the sacrificare, the sacrifices you are making, right? It's incredible. I always say that, and now that he's gone, he can't get mad at me for sharing this, so he shared it in private. Bishop Morlino says, you got the best parishioners in the diocese there. I kind of think we do, But, and I know what he's pointing to. Just your willingness to sacrifice. It's such a great sign. And I'm looking at these three young priests. And I was thinking back to when I was a seminarian myself, and I was asked to be on the screening committee for new seminarians come in. The way they had it set up at that time is that it would be, priests and seminarians who would screen potential new seminarians. And the one, my favorite question to ask seminarians was this: do you want to be a husband and a father? Or even I might ask, how much do you want to be a husband and father? And a logical mind might ask, it's not that big a deal for me, so I'm free now to choose priesthood. That's not the right answer. the right answer is, I desperately want to be a husband and father. And so I'm choosing priesthood over that. I can say that personally for myself. I mean, you know how much I love kids, and you're all my family. I would have loved to have my own kids. I would love to have been in holy matrimony with a wife. I would have loved that. But you know what? I love priesthood more. And that makes it amazing. You see what I'm saying? I never once in my 31 years of priesthood said, oh, geez, did I, you know, because I really want to be a husband and father. Never once happened to me. How you doing, Father? I'm living the dream. I say that to be funny, but I am living the dream. And so I looked at these three young men, and I'm saying, look what you're doing. No wife, no children. And that is a powerful, powerful image. This is why, you know, when they start talking about, yeah, maybe Mary Priestley, they say, no, no. It's powerful. It's impacting when they make that choice. But realize this. All the choices you're making for the kingdom of God, when you could sleep in on Sunday morning, for instance, or anything else, is impacting. You hear me talk about my mom and dad till we're blue in the face, but when the parish, when Father needed something, boom, there they were with the seven chicks following. Mama and Daddy Duckling, ducks. I don't know if I'm doing any of that right, but you know what I mean. And to this day, see, myself, I'm a priest. My sister's a principal at a Catholic school. All my brothers and sisters go to church. They're on the parish council. They're volunteering. They're all in. Why? Because Jesus wasn't one among many options where we can conveniently set him aside for fill in the blank. Never was that with my parents. And so as children, we watch that. We watch that in, oh, you're serious about this thing. Maybe that's important, right? To be serious about this thing. See, that's the point that Jesus was getting at in the gospel. You want to evangelize? We say, you know, don't just put on a tie and quote scripture at someone's doorstep. Show them that you mean it. Be all in. Sacrificare. Be made holy by the sacrifices that you made. Then people will watch that and they'll go, I get it. I get it. And I want to be in on that. Again, the reason why, the biggest reason why we're losing souls is because they're seeing mush. People who squirm to even put an hour in on Sunday. And they're going, this is not a big deal. Why take this seriously? Do you see? Evangelization comes through the witness of sacrifice. Be made holy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.